Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
I thought we'd just start by kind of chatting about the season so far. What was sort of your assessment 9 games into the Premier League season? How are you finding it all?
Obviously, disappointing that we haven't been able to continue our run what we did last year. What I knew with the start and the fixtures coming out that it was going to be a lot more tricky, obviously. But saying that, I think the confidence we all hasn't really shown back on the pitch, unfortunately, getting the wins over the line. And I think that's been the frustrating thing, because especially against teams like the Brightons and the Burnleys, I think we've done enough to get that win. And it's even more frustrating that we just not managed to do it.
How has the kind of opening 9 games affected maybe not necessarily the belief of the group, so to speak, but I guess this is maybe a club-wide thing in terms of staying in the Premier League. Do you feel it's been affected? Do you feel the belief has been maintained?
Obviously, the confidence is a bit lower than we wished, because at the end of the day, confidence comes with winning. And I think when we started at the Everton game with 3 at the back, I think we showed a lot of good signs with the games after that. And unfortunately, we haven't. Obviously, there you've got a big knock with Chelsea away, because nobody really seen that coming, and including myself, because we had a great week leading up to that. But at the end of the day, that's the Premier League. You know, it's a roller coaster. And I think the fixtures coming up, the next 5 are against teams who are our main competitors, and where we are expecting as a club, as a group, to get points from. And but yeah, of course, saying that, 2 points is not what we all hoped for and expected.
Your role in the dressing room, you're obviously an incredibly experienced player, and we'll get on to kind of your milestone that you reached against Burnley, which is the 200 Premier League games, which is an incredible amount. But do you feel that experience is helpful in the dressing room at the moment, particularly in what is quite a young group? I think it was raised that the fact that against Watford, quite a big portion of that squad were kind of 21 or around that kind of age and under. So do you feel your role within that is kind of helping with where you currently are?
Of course, I try to. Like, I've been here before. I do think we've got a massively talented group with a lot of potential. And I said that after the Everton game, I spoke to you guys. And I truly believe that the potential this group's got, we are not a bottom of the league at all. And I think it's frustrating, because we all know that at the end of the day, the points on the board, that's where everybody looks at, but I don't think the performances we showed, especially the ones against Burnley and Brighton and even Everton to an extent, Arsenal away, we've shown enough to get this result. But at the end of the day, we all know we get judged on the points on the board, and yeah, we have to take it on the chin, and the critics will see it, will hear it, and. We have to do our talking on the pitch. I think it's gone past the whole, we have got potential, but we need to show it. And I think that's where it's crunch time, and we all know that.
You're obviously, as we mentioned there, an experienced player. So I guess dealing with criticism maybe is a little bit easier on your part, but do you see it in the younger players? Do you see sort of the effects that criticism can have on them? I mean, you mentioned confidence earlier on. I suppose that's the biggest point, isn't it?
Yeah, but even for me, you know, yes, I've been here before, but it's, I think any person in life doesn't like to get negative criticism, but when it's justified, and I think everybody has to take it on the chin after a 7-0 loss. Yes, it was the European champions. You have to be honest about that as well, that it's a top team, but obviously nobody was good enough on that day, and we all, as a team, as a club, have to accept that, and like I said to you before, the only way to fight that and prove everybody wrong is to come out with a reaction on Sunday and show what we're about and what we're capable of.
Do you feel as someone in the group, I mean, you mentioned earlier on perhaps the potential in this side, the performances in particular, the ones you mentioned, Everton away, okay, that ended in a defeat, but for an away performance was pretty good, I think most people would say, beyond the individual mistakes, obviously then the double header in terms of Brighton and Burnley. Is the kind of the minerals that you'll need to hopefully stay in the Premier League this season, was that evident in those three games, and is that what you're going to need more of in kind of the weeks ahead?
Yeah, I think you're hitting the point there, and that we need to stick with that belief. And well, no, look at Man United. You know, it happens to the best teams. And like I said, criticism is fair. You know, we're in a dogfight at the bottom there, and we need to come out fighting and show the confidence and don't go hiding. Everybody just has to be stand up and to be counted. And I think that's the big message the manager is giving to us. You know, we know we're more than capable. We know we're better than we have shown. But now, like I said to you, it has to be, you know, the next five games, I truly believe that's against teams who we've got a massive chance against them, and we have to pick up points against them.
Before I ask you about Leeds, what would you kind of say to the supporters at the moment? I think it's fair to say they're probably sharing the frustration that you guys feel. I guess there's an element of the fact that Norwich have been here before in the Premier League. What would you kind of say to them as we approach on Sunday what is a pretty big game against Leeds United?
I think the support, like, I don't want to sound cliche, but I think the booing won't help. You know, we need the support. You know, I think we're all human and we all want to one thing. We all want to win that game. And I really truly believe if we get that first win and that confidence will grow into this squad. Like you said, we're a young squad and I think it will grow as soon as we get that first win. And we need them behind us, and they have been. They really have been. And I agree with them, you know, as long as we're showing the fight, there will be behind us, and I think we have to give them something to shout about, I think, as well. So we're all in this together. We all want to stay in this league. It's the best league in the world. Like I mentioned, we have had a really difficult period of fixtures, but we also agree that we should have picked up more points against the teams like the Watfords and the Burnleys and the Brighton. So again, a bit more favourable to a certain extent in the next few weeks coming up, because there's not one easy game in the Premier League, in my opinion. But yeah, I'm like I said, I am confident in what we've got here, and that it will be more than good enough to stay in this league.
With that in mind, how big, I mean, we've kind of teed it up, but how big is the next five games for this football club and the season ahead? Because it does feel like results are probably needed, if for anything else, just for belief around maybe the fans and I suppose in the group as well.
Yeah, I've always said, judges after we've played them all. So halfway point, say 1st of January, you can get a clearer point, because I don't think it's fair enough to write us off. You know, it really winds me up reading it, and I shouldn't read it, but you hear it, pundits and a lot of people just writing us off, saying, oh, they're already relegated. I think that's just crazy. And we as a group, we don't want anything more than proving those kind of people wrong. And like I said, just stick with us, you know, and we need to show it on the pitch on Sunday. And Leeds is obviously the start of that period for sure.
That criticism that you mentioned there, does that almost fuel a fire, I suppose, within you as a player? I mean, you mentioned proving people wrong, but I get the sense, and fans probably feel this as well, that perhaps some of the criticism that's come in, not just the sort of your direction as players, but also the club's direction, has been probably pretty unfair and pretty false in some quarters.
Yeah, totally. And listen, when you lose 7-0, you have to take it on the chin. End of. You know, nobody was good enough, everyone included in this club, and we all know that. But now, the stuff they were chucking at us, that we already down and all that kind of stuff. Like I said, a couple wins will change the outlook massively. You know, we're 2 points behind Newcastle. I mean, like I said to you, there's we're not far off, but we need to start winning. End off. And I think we would love to close that gap as quickly as possible to kind of release that pressure a little bit, and hopefully we can be a bit freer and start picking up those points.
Good stuff. Just want to ask you a little bit about Dan Barden. Obviously, we saw you at Chelsea in the warm-up T-shirts. It's devastating news, isn't it, for a player, first and foremost, of a person of his age, such a young age, to have an illness like that. I mean, what was kind of your reaction to the news? Because he played such a small part, but it was big in the grand scheme of things of what you guys achieved last season.
Yeah, I think I've got high hopes for Dan as a goalkeeper. He's an amazing talent and a fantastic person. I know him for a few years now, and it came when the news broke and it came to me, it was, you kind of, when you're in this football bubble, you forget about what's more important than anything else, and that's health. And to see it that close to somebody of that young age is horrific. But luckily, he's got the best people looking after him. The club is obviously provided with the best doctors, and I spoke to him a few times over the last couple of weeks, and he's in a positive mind that he's coming back. He actually texted me after the game at Chelsea and said, I can't wait to be back to be training with you guys, and I will be fitter and better than I was. And I mean, that's everything, you know. He's a fighter, and we're all behind him.
I guess for all the points that we make about the football on the pitch at the moment, this kind of highlights that there are bigger things, doesn't there, to worry about. And such a young man, such a highly talented goalkeeper, as you say, and you say you spoke to him a few times. I guess what have you kind of said to him? Someone who's very experienced, I suppose, in football terms, but never really had to sort of endure something like this. So what's been kind of the message that you've delivered to him?
Well, that if he needs to speak or wants to speak or wants to clear his head, I'm here. And I think that's there's a lot of people at this club who will say the same message. And yes, the goalkeeper's always a bit tighter group. So it definitely hit home heavily in our goalkeeping union. But yeah, I think that's the least we can say, that we're here for him if he needs us, because at the end of the day, he needs to go through this process himself. And only he knows how much he has to go through, and it will be heavy for him, because it's a horrible illness, obviously. So again, we're all behind him. We should try to show that with the t-shirt and obviously the support the club is giving him.
This is kind of an event that shows how valuable football is, doesn't it? We saw it with David Brooks at Bournemouth a couple of weeks ago, just the outpouring of support that Dan Barden's had, not just from you guys, other clubs, other football players, I suppose other fans as well. It shows the importance of football in when there's a sort of a common cause like this, doesn't it, I suppose?
Well, we've seen it over the lockdown period and the COVID, you know, like we shouldn't forget where we were 12 months ago as a community and everything, and it has brought us together. So that's why I hope we can give the fans something to shout about quickly, because I know this, well, I've seen it firsthand, you know, this, when it's roaring, like this club can really go places, and I truly believe we will, and it just needs to stick together in this difficult time, not just in when we're winning, but really when now we need everybody to stick together, and it is a bit more tricky, and also within the squad, it's normal that when the confidence is a bit low and you're losing, it's more tricky to stay tight. But like I said to you, that will come with wins, and hopefully we can start it on Sunday.
Just finally on Dan Barden, then there's obviously a more serious point here. I mean, I'm what, a year or two older than Dan. A lot of football fans are young males. This is a cancer that predominantly affects young males. I guess it's important, isn't it, that ourselves, I guess you're probably in that age group as well, check ourselves regularly and make sure that we do keep on top of checking our private areas, so to speak, for issues like the ones that Dan has encountered.
Yeah, I think you're totally right there. And don't be afraid to ask the question of your GP. And like you say, there's a lot of people who go, I will just leave it for a couple of weeks and then forget to actually get tested. And I think this message, it can happen to anyone. He's the fittest probably out there, a 20-year-old. So it can actually happen to all of us. So yeah, I think with any illness, don't be afraid to raise the question.
Absolutely. Let's speak about your milestone then, 200 Premier League games. How proud are you of that record? Because I would imagine there's a lot of players that would love to have a record like that in terms of Premier League matches.
Yeah, I didn't expect that when I first got into England when I was 17. I wanted to be Newcastle's number one. That was the first aim, but to actually play 200 Premier League games is obviously a dream come true as a young boy, wanting to be in the Premier League. And it's been an amazing roller coaster, because I always say that, like, in one season in the Prem, you can kind of you witness everything, massive highs, massive lows, and it's been amazing. I'm still living the dream, and I truly have to nip myself sometimes. Going to the Chelseas or the Arsenals, and realizing how many boys want to be in my shoes, and I think that's the big thing for me, is that there's only 20 goalkeepers in the Premier League who are playing every week on the highest level, and I think to be part of that is proud and obviously an honour to do.
You've obviously achieved that with Newcastle and Norwich, which will probably lead a lot of people to say, well, what's the secret to that? What's the secret behind becoming a goalkeeper who can make 200 appearances in the Premier League?
For me, it's just been a big grind just to never give up. I think it's not easy, obviously, because to be and to stay fit, obviously, you have to work day in, day out and sacrifice, obviously, side like bits on the side to your family time and I'm lucky to have had a good family supporting me. You know, my wife has obviously been part of it for a long period. My parents, who as a young boy drove me to every training session, and I think that I've been lucky that I've had that support and to still play at this level is a massive honor, like I said before.
Does reaching that milestone feel even sweeter, given obviously the major injury that you had, the I guess coming back from that and then arriving at Norwich as well? It kind of feels almost like you can maybe split your career in two, so to speak. So as the last kind of, I suppose, 50 odd or so, been even more special because of what you've had to endure with your injury and kind of that aspect of it?
I think so. I think I appreciate it more now than I used to at Newcastle. I think at Newcastle I kind of went through game to game, and I think if you ask me certain games I've played in, I probably can't even remember, because it was just kind of it was weird. I was just young and just going from game to game every 3 days. And now after the injury, you realize when I was really nearly career ending, my main aim was to get back to the highest level, playing for my country, playing in the Premier League. And I mean, the journey us as Norwich City we've gone into has been unbelievable. Like, I don't think many players can say that in the last 3 years to have two promotions, a relegation, to be back in the, you know, in the Premier League now. It's amazing, because it is the best league in the world. And if you see the magnitude of this league and you forget sometimes how big of a reach it's got, because the whole world is literally watching.
Is there, I know you said you couldn't remember perhaps a lot of those games. I'm about to ask you to pick one, basically. I remember one for Newcastle against Tottenham where you were very good. There's obviously been numerous others for Norwich as well. Maybe you want to pick a Newcastle one and a Norwich one, but are there any sort of in particular that stand out in your mind?
The Tottenham game, we obviously won 1-0, and I managed to get the record or something for 14 saves in the game. So that was obviously special, going away with a win there. Away at White Hart Lane. It's been an amazing road so far, and I'm just so excited to continue it. And like I said, I value it so much more now and realize what I had to sacrifice to get to this level. And like you say, when you're there, you don't want to give it up. I want to play as long as possible at this place, for sure.
We spoke earlier, obviously, about criticism. It's an interesting word there that you use about sacrifice, because I think that's a lot of things that maybe people forget when players get to the top level, that has been a long journey to get to that point. Do you feel, sat here today, all of that sacrifice has kind of paid off? Well, I suppose obviously it has paid off for you, but I guess you look back on that period with real fondness and probably with a lot of pride as well now, given everything that you've achieved in your career subsequently.
Yeah, I wouldn't change it. Obviously, leaving Holland and my parents as a 17-year-old boy, looking back now, when I see a 17-year-old, I think they're children, you know. So to me, to have gone to England, and I was a mummy's boy, it was the best move I've ever made, because I signed 3 years in my first contract, and we kind of say, you know what, you go there for 3 years and you kind of become a man, hopefully as quick as possible, and the experience, whatever happens, you will take for the rest of your life. And obviously the journey started then, and I haven't looked back since. But yeah, I mean, it's been incredible to kind of next year to be here 17 years and 17 years in Holland. I mean, that's just, I never thought that would happen, you know. So I've definitely I've been lucky to have played for some great teams and to be here now in my fourth season. I don't think I could have wished for a better few years, because I think I've played 100 and whatever 30 odd games already in that period, and it's definitely a match well connected, because I feel at home here, and like I said, I don't want nothing more than seeing success for this club and growing like we have been over the last 3 years.
I will ask you just about Leeds quickly then on Sunday. I mean, from your perspective, you to deliver a message just before that, what would that kind of be?
The message, sorry, to the fans?
Yes.
Well, just as like I said to before, we've had some amazing last 3 years already, and I, like I said, I want everybody wants the same. We all want to stay in this league, and we need to give them something to shout about, and we will make sure with the fighters up there on Sunday, and hopefully they can be behind us, and I know they will be, because they realize that it's a final again. You know, the next five games are, we have to see it as finals, and let's get that winner on board for sure.